Steve Driver with Flint's Nash FM 95.1, and today we are lucky enough to have in the studio with us Alani Ray, singer-songwriter. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing fantastic.
That is awesome. And now, I know that you're currently living in Clio. You're a Michigan native, and it looks like you just celebrated a birthday yesterday. Is that true?
I did.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Getting older, 1 year older.
It's wiser. That's how we look at it.
There we
wiser.
Go. Yeah.
Now, you said you're a Michigan boy. You're native to Michigan?
I am.
That's awesome.
I was born and raised actually around the Flint area, and I reside now in Clio. Well,
yeah.
I'm working on getting back to Clio,
right.
Let's say that. We're in between houses, but we're going to be moving in here pretty soon.
That's fantastic. Now, you've just released a brand new album. It's called Living, Loving Life. How is that going for you?
That's doing fantastic. I've got great fans out there that's really supporting it, and we're getting more and more radio stations on board to support it, and just out playing it and having a good time.
Yeah, for sure. No, I know we're loving it, absolutely. And the single off of it, I'm Right Here, fantastic song. What was the inspiration behind that particular song right there?
Well, I wanted to put a Motown feel to country music.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I was born and raised on Motown music. You know, my mom used to sing in the bathroom mirror with her brush, you know, and
that's awesome.
So I wrote a song called I'm Right Here, and I was really looking for that feel, and I called a good friend of mine, bass player Barry Shiglione out of Detroit,
right,
who's you know, strictly Motown bass playing.
Right.
And he came in the studio and he nailed it, man. And it's a real great song.
That's fantastic. Now I know that I've heard that this is kind of strange because obviously you've got the CD and stuff, but you don't talk to many people that actually write music for television. That's kind of cool. Now, this is something you do. Is that correct?
That is right. Yeah, that is correct. That's normally what I do. I decided to put this album out, but before that, and still now to this day, I write for television and movies and yeah, it's a great time, man. Something different.
Yeah, for sure. How actually did you get into that? And like, how did you find that direction?
Well, it's a funny story, actually. I was on a website, and I had my music on there, and a good friend of mine now, Mr. Greg Allen from APM Music Publishing out of L.A., had begged me for months to send him one of the songs that I had recorded years ago. And I finally gave in and sent him the song, and the first placement that he put that song in was a Showtime series called Dexter. So, yeah, and from there, it's just been a great, fantastic ride with APM Music.
Yeah, and I definitely know the show. Like I said, my wife, a huge fan of Dexter. What are some other things, some other shows your music has been on?
I've had songs on NCIS. I've had songs on Noisy, MTV's Noisy.
Yeah.
I did a few episodes of When Calls the Heart on the Hallmark Channel.
Cool.
And I've done some movies, 50 to 1 being one, the true story about Mind That Bird, the 2009 Kentucky Derby winner.
Right.
that was produced by the Oscar-winning producer Jim Wilson, who done Dances with Wolves.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's fantastic. Any advice you can give to someone trying to start into music? Like, lots of people think of music careers. Not many people think of writing music for, like, movies or video games or things like that. Anything you could tell them? Any kind of advice you could give
them? Well, be persistent and, you know, put out quality music, and it'll definitely get heard for sure.
Right.
Especially with the internet and stuff nowadays, you know.
Yeah, it's got to be a little easier sometimes to maybe help yourself in these instances.
Absolutely.
For sure. No, that's fantastic. Now, the CD, Living, Loving Life, you got a single you're going to play for us today?
Are
you going to play for me? That'd be awesome, because I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I'll play the first song off the CD. It's called All Aboard.
All Aboard.
I wrote it with a good friend of mine in mind, actually from the area. I believe he was on Channel 12 News. He was the meteorologist on Channel 12 News. He's since retired, but Mr. John McMurray.
Sure.
Yeah. So when I was younger, he actually took me on one of his boats, and it really, you know, I fell in love with boats from then on, and it's called All Aboard.
That's awesome. All Aboard. All right, the single, this is off Lonnie Ray's new CD, Living, Loving Life, and it's called All Aboard.
Going on 21, old life to me, let's have some fun drinking whiskey and rye. Bell's Black Note style. 21 getting drunk at the bar. I knew that I was not gonna get real far and see what life was all about. I climbed up on a boat, I sailed the seven seas. I couldn't believe all there was to see. This is the life that I'd always dreamed about. I climbed up on a boat to sail for calm seas. The wind at my back, sun shines on me. And all aboard, the only thing you ever hear me shout. Margaritas flowing on the 4th of July. Fireworks lighting up the southern sky. Swish your sweet my hand, my girl next to me. Pulling up anchor, here we go again. We're sailing off to places that we've never been. We're getting high on life, and that's the way it should be. Climbed up on a boat, I sailed the seven seas. I couldn't believe all there was to see. This is the life that I'd always dreamed about. I climbed up on a boat to sail for calm seas. The wind at my back, sun shines on me. And all aboard's the only thing you'll ever hear me shout.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Lonnie Ray. That was fantastic. Where can people find this CD? This has to be heard by more people. Yeah. Where can we find this?
I'm actually I'm on all the online CD Baby, Amazon, all online. You can get it on my website at www.lonnyray.com. That's LonnyRay.com.
Awesome. Is that a good place to follow you social media wise? You got a Facebook or Twitter?
Yeah, I've got Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff. And I'm active on all of them. And if you write me, I'll write back.
Cool.
I'm not shy.
Sure. How can we find you on Twitter or Facebook? What's the handle there?
On Twitter, it's LonnyRay, at LonnyRay, LonnyRay. And on Facebook, it's LonnyRay official site.
Okay. Yeah. That is fantastic. Well, that was the single All Aboard off of his brand new album, Living, Loving Life. Lonnie Ray, thank you very much for stopping in today.
Appreciate it. Thanks for asking me.
It was fantastic.